Once we've got all the values, and notice once again we got some words in there that we're not that happy with probably. But once we've got all those values, then we're going to number them. Now, we had Deanna begin to number her values last night. But I took it down and I rewrote the values. First, because I wanted it a little bit cleaner. And second, because, actually, we don't even need to look at these. Second, because here's what most people do with values. Most people number their values. And I'm not saying that Deanna did, but I wanted to, remember I said, what's most important to you, so on and so forth? I'm going to bring her back up and I'm going to be a little bit clearer in my instructions. Because here's what most people do. Most people number their values as how they would like to have them or wish they were rather than how they really are. Just in the world. Okay, and in terms of us being change artists with people and helping them, we want to help people get in touch with how their values really are right now. And sometimes for people that can be kind of, well, geez, you know, but I want my values to be like this or that. A value is not a goal. Remember that a goal has steps required to attain that goal, right? And by the way, anybody would have done it the same way Deanna did if I brought them up here, because I didn't tell her to number the way they really are. I said just number them, yeah? So anybody would have done the same numbering. So we're going to have her come back up and notice if the numbering changes at all when I say, I want you to write them how they really are. Because most people will write values as if they were goals. They'll say, well, this is important to me and this is important to me. Okay, well, like I had somebody recently that came to me for the context of health and fitness. And she was taking no action on health and fitness whatsoever. Right? This was in a class that we taught in Portland. And she was taking no actions whatsoever. However, she claimed that health and fitness was really important to her. She said it was number 3 in her values, in her life values. She says, yeah, it's number 3. However, she was taking no action. Now, if values provide all upfront motivation, don't you think she'd be taking some action? I mean, if that was really her number 3 value. That, by the way, if you look at life values and somebody says, health and fitness is more important to me than anything, it's number 3 in terms of my values, wouldn't you think that she'd be taking some action on her health and fitness if it was really that important to her? Daily. I mean, if it's in your top 3, this person is going to be doing, their whole life is going to be geared around that. Right? So I said to her, I don't want you to think of how you wish your values were. I want you to write them in order of importance how they really are for you right now. Because values provide all upfront motivation for everything we do. So if, and our values change from by day to day, our values are constantly shifting and changing, right? I had a guy who came to me and he wanted to make more money in the context of his career. And he said that money was his number 1 value. Yet he was spending his time playing Nintendo and smoking pot. So you had to add, I had to say, really? Money, I mean, is that important to you? And he's like, yep, most important thing to me in the world. Really important to me. You got to wonder. You got to stop and say, hey, come on, get real. You know, number the values how they really are. Yeah. He said, okay, I guess freedom and, you know, relaxation are more important to me than I thought. Does that make sense? I mean, you gotta, when we think of values, values are what's driving our every behavior. So on a daily basis, we gotta look at, not on a daily basis, but we gotta look at in terms of the results that we're producing. When we number our values, and you wanna, when you turn these to a client, you wanna say, hey, based upon the results that you're producing currently in your life, based upon how you're spending your time on a daily basis, what's really your number 1 value there? What's really your number 2, what's really your number 3, and what's really your number 4? That may not make people happy, especially if they're not happy with the results they're producing in their life. Because people want to look at the results and think that the results aren't because of them. They look at the results and they go, well, I'm just not producing this result. And they don't want to look at it and say, well, it's me that's the reason I'm not producing the result. But of course it's them that's the reason they're not producing the result. You know, so when we show this to people, people aren't going to be that thrilled with that, usually. People will go, oh, because the result is just the reflection of what's happening inside of them, right? Because think about it for a second. Let's just look at the, let's look at manifestation. When you look at a concept like, you can look at this, it could be, we could use the word money, we could use a fit body, weighing your ideal weight, having your ideal relationship. We could look at the result would be the result. So when you think of thoughts and feelings, thoughts/feelings, by the way, values are, do we have strong feelings about our values, yes or no? Yeah, that's what they are. That's the feelings of importance. Those are the things that hold importance to us. Thoughts and feelings, are those inner world or outer world? Inner world. Money, which is a result, this is a result. Is money inner world or outer world? Outer world. It's a result. The result of money is outer world. The bridge between the inner world and the outer world is action. Now, our thoughts lead to feelings, our feelings lead to actions, our actions lead to results. So if there's an outer world result that you've produced that you're not happy with, or that your client, let's look at it from the client's perspective, if there's an outer world result that they're producing in their world, that result is a result of their thoughts and feelings that lead to the actions that lead to those results. Their thoughts and feelings are, values would be in the realm of thoughts and feelings. Values are inner world. So to change our outer world results, we have to work with what's happening inner world. So when you look at, so somebody comes in and says, hey, I don't have the money that I want, or I don't have the health and fitness, or I'm not taking action in my health and fitness, or I don't have the physical shape that I want, or I don't have the relationship that I want, we've got to look at the inner world, what's happening inside there. And the person, and like the guy who said, yeah, money is most important to me, it's more important to me than anything. Being successful in my career and money is more important to me than anything. Yet he was playing Nintendo and smoking pot every day. And you have to ask, you know, and he said, well, yeah, but money and being successful in my career is number one in terms of importance. I said, I had this look, I go, is it really? Absolutely. Well, not necessarily. It's still inner world. The result would give us a reflection of the inner world thoughts and feelings, which would include the limiting decision. So is it possible that somebody would have their value really high, but that not be the problem? And let's look at that for a second. Your thinking is right. But let's look at that. Let's examine that for a second. Because if they have a limiting decision for some esoteric reason that they're not going to take the action, yet that's really important to them, first off, the place to, because we're going to have different types of values conflicts that we can have. And one of the ways of clearing those, and that would be one example of a values conflict. One of the ways of clearing values conflicts will be with releasing limiting decisions. Another one may be some parts integrations, others may be some modality shifts. There's various ways, and we'll get into those. However, even if they had the limiting decision, just from a thinking, kind of thinking about it philosophical point of view, even if they had the limiting decision that was preventing them from taking the action, I'd still have to wonder if that limiting decision hadn't affected the hierarchy somewhere and made that money and the wealth fall down, shove the value down. So it still could be the result of the limiting decision, yet as I think about it right now, just as you asked the question, because as I think about it right now, it's like, that would probably still shove the value down farther, although not always, because I've had times where somebody was like, it really was their like it was really, they're like, no, that really is, that's it for me. That's driving me in my every behavior. Yeah, see, I think that the client might say that. I think that there's clients that might say that, but if you look at the results they're producing, you have to say, hey, that's really not that important to you. If it was more important to you than that, it would be higher in the hierarchy. And even if the cause of it is a limiting decision, that limiting decision has caused that value to go down farther in the hierarchy. Yeah, as I think about it, and if I come up to it, if I make some new connections about that, I'll bring it up. I'll come back to that topic. But that would be one way to do it. We're going to get into that, though. Yeah, let's hold that just for a sec, because we will return to that, because it's kind of like you just got to wonder in terms of the one in terms of the numbering. And when you explain this to somebody, you just say, hey, I want you to number in the order that you're really either experiencing them in life –